escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Drive Is Live text line. Ron got that got out of there quick before they mentioned him running a mile. I won't be last.
Who you beat?
I won't be last or second.
You're going to trip somebody, huh?
Who you beat?
I'm telling you, man. I get Ron. I get out.
Hey, that was disrespectful, Ron. That look was that face.
Ron's got some juice to
that
him.
Face?
Is it on camera?
That face.
I don't know.
See, I tell you, that was disrespectful.
I ran for about 25 years. I used to love running, but then I stopped because of my knees and my back. So I can kick that.
Okay, I still get out four times a week out there. I run walk them.
Them AC babies, y'all.
I run walk them. I'm just telling you. There are some people out here I don't think.
Yeah, there's indoor tracks, Dirty. Sorry, Ron. Go ahead.
Tyler, you're not moving the competition indoors. No, you're not.
First of all, we're not having a damn mile competition to decide who's accepting the Marconi Award. It's already been decided. It's the face of the station. This guy.
I think my wife is listening. I'm going to try to run an 8-minute mile tomorrow. If you don't hear from me and the babies don't get to school on time, call the ambulance.
I'm just telling you, there's some people out here I believe that would be in this competition if we actually did it. And ain't got up and got out there and walked a run.
Ain't pissed a drop.
I walk run it four times a week now.
Bajani's run three marathons, by the way. See that? Then that's the deal. Bajani, I'll follow. I'm okay if the listeners vote Bajani as the lead. Seth, are y'all kidding me?
Text line. Ron's only beating John McClain. I'll beat your mom.
How do you know? Her mom may be a.
I don't care.
Well, sorry.
I'll find a way to get it done.
Seth is like physically beat to hell compared to the rest of us.
I think you are taking this a little, feel that disrespect.
I think you're feeling
such disrespect that it is starting to move towards disrespect towards Seth.
I don't think that's your intention.
No, it's not Seth.
Seth knows better. I just thought our listeners were smarter than that. What group of listeners says, yeah, the former defensive lineman that carried around 300-plus pounds and got cut. This was back in the day when they could cut you, by the way, when it was real football. That guy's going to have the fastest mile?
They lopped it off when I was 17.
Yeah, see that guy. The hell y'all talking about?
Text line, Ron looks like Romeo Crennel, a young Romeo.
Are you getting Pendergast?
When Romeo was hitting all kind of ass.
Hey, Lux nut package.
Now, don't turn this into getting tail. Now, we're talking about running a marathon.
You turn anything into getting tail.
No, someone texted and said, I look like Romeo Crennel. A young Romeo. When Romeo was getting ass. Package.
Hey, you think you can get Pendergast?
Maybe.
You think you can get Lopez? He's not a villain. Seriously.
Lopez? Yeah, I think you can get Lopez.
You think you can get Tyler?
Tyler in them knees?
AC baby?
It's not the AC baby. Tyler would have to get into a walk.
Tyler's kind of like his dogs, man. Don't get outside in the heat too much.
Tyler's knee gets him prop.
I got a bad knee, but I can tell you just out of sheer will there's at
that
least
you won't let me.
No, not you. You probably got me. You got sweet feet, but there's at least two in my mind that there is no way in hell I'm letting beat me. No matter how bad my guys, Pendergast and Lopez.
No, I'll quit my job if Patrick Creighton beat me.
Bad PC. Sorry, PC.
He's pulling up the tail, no question about it.
Yeah, sheer will. I am not going to fall behind them.
Yeah. My blood pressure ain't high no more.
I don't know why that's got me so tickled. Gosh,
you really went for it.
Well, I'm just shocked.
That really did get to you. By the way, before we dive into this even further, let's get to the news of the day right now. That's the Texans. As it is cut down day, and they have roughly 50 minutes, a little over 50 minutes, until that comes to a close, and they've got to get down to that number 53. Here are some of the notable names that have been released thus far. We can get into, Clint, some of these that may be surprises, and, Clint, where potential guys that are still on the bubble that haven't been cut. Nick Neiman, the very tall linebacker that was a special teamer, he got that axe.
That one cost him a little money too, boys.
Yeah, $6 million, I believe, is what he got.
I think there was $3 million guaranteed this year and $1 million of next year was guaranteed. So I think the actual cut was cost him $4 million.
Yeah, and so that when I look at that and I'm like, hey man, I ain't afraid to take that. Justin Watson, look out. Trent Brown. Another one of the names. We haven't seen him from his injury yet. Miles Bryant, that's one that maybe at least a minor surprise to some. Damon Arnett Jr., who they brought over from the Roughnecks, had a pretty good camp. Rush Yeast, a bit of a surprise, somebody that D'Amico talked about. Not a surprise, but one that I think fits into the category where I thought there was a real chance that he could make it. Irv Smith, likely going on IR, so that means Harrison Bryan is probably pretty safe to be the third tight end. Jalen Mills, who they brought over at the safety spot, he's gone. Keaton Slovis, the quarterback, out of here. And then this guy who for some reason just many of you all fell in love with him, and I just never got it, and I'll be honest, I never really gave a lot of conversation. I saw it up and down the text line, That is old Ladarius Henderson. He has been cut. I mean,
that's Casario did that. Casario came on Payne and Pendergast and like singled him out.
Boy, he's had
a great offseason, man. Body change, worked out. He had us all, yeah. And on the back end of a terrible season, protecting your quarterback, you know, goes in about Ladarius Henderson.
Yeah. D'Angelo Ross, Jakob Johnson, the old fullback, he was released. Gerard Jordan also hit that as well. Arthur Mollett, who also in that secondary was released. So those are the guys thus far. They still need to make some more moves to get down to that number 53 to get their final roster. Clint, any of those jump out to you?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, not necessarily particular guys specifically. I think when you look in this secondary, like you talked about, there were a lot of guys that could have made this team, given that you've got, again, Jimmy Ward, who's been arrested twice and has court cases pending, and you got C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who's been injured, everybody that was there thought it was going to be a season-ending injury. And so you know it was a rough one, but it looks like he's going to come back at some point in time. Those two injuries, and then all of a sudden, you've got out of that secondary, you mentioned Miles Bryant, you mentioned Russ Yeast, you mentioned Jalen Mills, Arthur Mollett, all of these guys that got released were all going to at least some way figure into kind of how they soften the blow of the injury and the off the field issues, legal issues of Jimmy Ward. And none of those guys have made the team out of the gate here. So it makes you think that potentially they could have their eyes set on somebody that's being released or maybe a potential trade that's going to bring in some help. One of my questions yesterday, Ron, on our show, one of my questions yesterday was, instead of trying to figure out how many guys are on the 53-man roster, just like one of the questions that the Texans are going to have to answer is, what do you do at safety with the legal issues and the injury? Who picks up the slack other than MJ Stewart? Right? How do you maneuver your cornerbacks and your nickel defenders and your safeties? How do you maneuver? How do you massage those three positions to make it all make sense, at least for a month? And I would have guessed that one or multiple of these guys that we mentioned getting cut would have been in that mix, and they're not. So keep an eye on the Texans. There's something going on there.
Yep.
At least leads us to believe that they could have their eyes set on somebody else in the secondary. That's a real player, not just a depth piece.
Yeah, because right now that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 6 guys they have released out of the secondary, and Jimmy Ward is still, you know, in limbo, you would think, right now. And hell, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we don't know.
Yeah,
you know, with his injury is going there. So right now, Jalen Smith, Jalen Reed, Tremont Smith, and MJ Stewart are the guys that are behind Petrie, Lassiter, Gardner Johnson, Bullock, and Stingley. They've got to be adding somebody.
Hard to think that Jalen Reed is the answer. Sixth round pick?
Yeah.
Sixth round pick out of Penn State, was injured the majority.
That's some injuries
he was really, really good the first week of camp, but then got injured. Hard to think that his health and him returning has anything to do with what the Texans plan on doing in the secondary at that safety position. To me, this has to be either a Petrie move, right? You're going to move Petrie back to safety, and you're going to Tremont Smith and Jalen Smith and those guys, and Kamari Lassiter are going to be the corners and the nickel defender kind of thing, or there's somebody out there that they're going to trade for, or somebody that's getting cut loose they think highly of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They're going to bring in that safety position is one to keep an eye on still, next hour at least.
Any guys that you're looking at right now that haven't been announced as cuts this is going to be an interesting 45 minutes for those guys.
Well, they got to do something with that linebacker position. I mean, I think and I'm talking there's 2 or 3 or 4 guys that I think a couple of them are going to have to be cut. And unless you can make a trade, unless you can package them up and make some kind of trade, I think Damian Pierce, obviously, at that running back position, what are they going to do there? With Damian Pierce and then the veterans. Cam Robinson is still hanging out there. Word on the street is they
could trade rumors there.
They're floating trades with him. Danico Autry, again, they got options there of leaving him on some kind of pup list or cutting him and saving some money. So, yeah, I think there's the next 45 minutes, I think, is going to be pretty telling for the Texans. And there could be some significant names, some notable names moving out and maybe one or two moving in.
That defensive line room too. That's one to watch. You talked about Danico Autry. Is there a wonder will something happen there via trade? Foley Fatakasi. He is one to me to watch as well. When you look at, you know, Rankins, Edwards Jr., Tim Settle, Tommy Togiai, they seem to really, really love. It doesn't seem like he's going anywhere. And then, you know, there's Foley Fatakasi right now on the depth chart. He's the third, he's 3 deep. I think his contract might have been less than what they gave Neiman. So that's to me also one to watch in that room if they carry all the
boy. If they, I don't know the contract, but if they cut Foley and keep Togiai, boy.
If they what?
If they cut Foley and keep Tommy Togiai, or however they say his name,
Togiai, they love him, man.
I know they like him, but he ain't even on the same. He ain't even. I mean, that ain't even. Well, that'd be a
they have talked about him. I just don't think he's going anywhere. They've talked about him.
Oh, they like him. Ain't no doubt about they like him.
Yeah, the head coach repeatedly gave him the nickname Mr. Consistency.
Hell, Jerry liked me too. came time to cut bait, bro.
Jerry, when he was playing.
He didn't call me Mr. Consistency, though. To be fair.
Jerry wasn't also Bill Parcells.
Ain't that the damn
Bill
truth.
Bill didn't run team. Didn't run to that podium talking about you the way D'Amico's talking about Tommy. But Bill should have.
That is fair.
By the way, you've been watching that documentary?
Oh, I watched the whole thing. It's tremendous.
I know we got to go to break, but you brought it up, and it is one of the most amazing stories in American history that Michael Irvin is alive and or not in jail.
No right question.
And I'm telling you, we only know a few of these stories.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.